It's always a gewaltige schus, a tremendous cover to come back home, to come back to yeshiva. We're in Rav Ova writes, and I'll assure there's no musug of a Talmud should be yeshiva. The musug rather is a ben yeshiva. One ought to be a ben bayis, and Baruch Hashem ben Yisrael, they take care of every ounce of yeruchnius, every ounce of yegashmius. All you have to do is sit and learn and steig with siyata d'shmayim b'chol yom ha'yom. So it's a gewaltige schus, very close to Mamoke Libi, to come back home, to come back to, I think, what we all agree is one of the greatest yeshivas in the entire planet, Chasdei Hashem Yisbarach. Yiratan HaKadosh Baruch should send everyone tremendous mazel, bruch, and hatzlocha, and hafle de kesiyata d'shmai with all the steiging, the vikiyus, the iyan, and kol mila d'meitav tamid, uli olam for k'sivach simotayva, and a good yar, and a good gebench yar, behed be'ezah Hashem. Approaching Yom Noroim, and clearly one of the highlights of the Nusach HaTfilah. Sayin Rosh Hashanah, Sayin Yom Kippur is Nisana Tokev, penned of course by Rav Amnon from Mainz, Germany, over 1,000 years ago. And the Lechaira, the most famous of all the lines in the Nusach, the Matbeah of Nisana Tokev, is Utshuva, Utsefilu, Tzedakah, Mavir, Nesorah, Gezerah. So Lechaira, if we are just to be Madaic, very simply, Teshuva l'chayra, that is Barosh Rishonim, that is the Avodah Sayom, it's the Avodah Lav Davka of Rosh Hashanah Yom Adin, but the entire Tekufa that begins with the Eish Ratzin of Achodesh Elul, commemorating when Moshe Rabbeinu went to the apex, the zenith of Har Sinai, the last period of 40 days outlined, delineated by Rabbeinu Bechayin as Avdama to Parshas Vayakel, the last series of 40 days he ascends to the top of the mountain on Rosh Chodesh Elul, and he comes down with the Torah, of course, on Yom Kippur 40 days later. Yom Kippur Memelo is not just a day of tshuva, it's a day of tshuva intertwined with the Torah itself. The tachlis of ascending to the mountain one last series of 40 days was in order to bring down and the Torah Seinu HaKadosh Memelo. That's why we have a mission at Tainis Chavavim Rebeis of Shingon Leil Omer Laha Yom Tum Yisrael. It's the day we got the Luchas Achranis, the Luchas Shnias. Now, you know what? It's not even with the Vav HaChibur. It's Yom Dispe Slicha Mechila. Yom Dispe, Yom Sheninabo Luchas Shnias. The Hainu there. That's why the Chayra is very geshmak. Where do we daven for Torah in the Nusach of our Tefillah? We have Brochas and Tzoyos. We have the Shmone Esrei, 18, 19 Brochas. Where do we daven for Torah? The Chayra has to all start with Das, and indeed it does. Yerushalmi and Brochas, Parakei Allah Chagimel, and main Das of Dolim and Ayin. There's nothing to talk about without Das. So it all begins. It's all in the heels. Be'ikvas Atachonilam Das. We establish as a fact unequivocally the Yerushter Ach Veraka Kodesh Ruchu gives us all the Das, the main Das of Dolim and Ayin. Therefore, Brochas Lamed Gimel Manala for Rabbi Akiva. Now we can insert Tavdola Atachon Atono, couched in the context of Atachonin, the main Das of Dolim and Ayin. On the heels of Das, what do you ask for? You have Ashivinu, you have Tshuva, and Ayin, your art school sitter, little Koteret, the little heading above all the respective Brochas. So what did they write above the Brocha Hashiveinu? Taira at Tshuva, Slach Lanu Slicha, Re'ena, V'chulei, V'chulei, V'chulei. In the end of that, where's my Brocha on Taira? El, if you look at the Siddur HaGra, not the regular Siddur HaGra Yishi Yisrael, but the Naftali Hertz edition, the Hainu, the Siddur HaGra, Benigolo Benister, you see the Gra also has little headings for all the respective brochas and tzoyos of Shmoneh Esrei. And the Gro doesn't call the second brocha that comes instantly on the heels of Das. He doesn't call it the brocha of Tshuva. He calls it the brocha of Torah. Fascinating. L'chayru, that is the only place where we go out of our way. And the brochas and tzoyos, and we actually ask for Torah. Hashavino avino the sorasecha. Why l'chayru? Because in Echanami there was a matan Torah of Shavuah's time, but that luchas, they never made its way into our hands. We had shvirus luchas. Hence, we saw the Kluger as Madaik and his drushes, Kilis Yakur, Moshe Shapiro and his drushes, Afike Mayim, and Kama Sforim. It's never referred to in Yalav Yavo as what? Zman Kabbalah's Torseno. It's merely Zman Matan Torseno. It only represents the Nesina Satira. We didn't have an actual Kabbalah Satira. Come Shavuos time. Ella what? We have Yom Kippur. That's Yom the Ispe Slicha Mechila. And Ayyadeh the Slicha Mechila. Vayom Hashem Salachdi. Then we were masaking the Chet of the Chet HaEgel. And Mamela was Zoycha to get the Torah back. And that's the Torah of the Nusach HaParsis HaSchon HaLumas the Nusach in Yisro. That's Yom Shinin HaBoluch HaShniyas. That's the greatest Yom Tiv. That's when we got the Torah that we have today, a Torah that comes only ayadei teshuvah. Melo, where do we ask for Torah? Quite expectedly and appropriately, couched in the context ach v'rak of Hashivenu, of tshuva. But the Grah doesn't call it kilo like art scroll. Way before art scroll came along, the Grah didn't call it the bruch of tshuva. He called it the bruch of Torah. But the only way we were zeicher to get to the Torah that we have is ayadei tshuva, Hashivenu avinu. Then the sarasecha. Then the kavena makinu levasecha. Then we have ravoda. Then v'chula. So the Torah that we have, we only mezeichet to ayidei tshuva. That's Yom Kippur. That's the greatest yontif. That, of course, is simultaneously the culmination of the avodah that begins with the Yemei Ratzon and Chodesh Elul, when we start the process of ani l'dodi v'dodi li. So yes, we can have the kitzur Shulchan Aruch Shlomo Ganzfried Siman Kuf Chaf Ches. We'll cite four different ramazim to Chodesh Elul. You can see the Gevaldik Sefer Neflos Mi Torah Secha, page 113, will tell you there are 20 times where we have Rashi Tevis Elul bandied about Torah Seinu HaKadosha. But the most famous, of course, is that Rizon Shar Pesukim ani l'dodi v'dodi li. What are we doing going to Shir Shir in Perek Val Pasek Himmel ani l'dodi v'dodi li harobah Shir Shir? That's Pesach time. What's Pshah? What Teretz is what? That begins the process when we got married. The greatest chasen ever was the chasen of Yom Kippur. That's when we had the Slicha Mechila. That's when we seal that process of that Yedidus with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's what Matan Torah is all about. That's Rashi. That's the Grosh. Shir Shir and Perek Aleph Pasuk Beis. Based on the various Menroshim and Shir Shir and Rambam. Shekeinim and Neshikos Pio. When did we have the Neshika? Peh Peh Dabra Bo. That was in the context of Matan Torah. That's not simply Zman Matan Torah. Say no, that's the Zman of Kabbalah Satayrah. That's Yom Kippur, but the Kabbalah Satayrah, the Nisuan, Beinein Elim and Akashva, was only sealed. The Chasim Shabbat was only on Yom Kippur. 40 days, culminating the process that began on either Dodi V'Dodi Li, and Ayyadei the Tshuva, we was there to get the Torah. Okay, I understand Tshuva, Rav Amnon Gevaldik at Tshuva is number one. This is the Zman, the record, the backdrop is one of Tshuva. And then we move on to Tefillah. Avada Tefillah is all about the Hischabros, the Dveikas with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ayin Rav Shimshon Pinkus, Shorim at Tefillah, Dafkov Beis, where he says, based on the Rashi in Vayetze, Legabe, the Kriya Shem of Naphtali, what's Naphtali, a Lashon of Dveikus, of Ischabrus? And Naphtali, Elokim, Naphtali, it's a Lashon of Dveikus. How are you doing with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ayidei Koach Tefillah? It also represents me to Zadin, Vayamo Pinchas, Vayifalel, Tefillah is also a Lashon of Din, that's why it's connected to Yitzchak, Midas Zadin, but Akoponim, Tefillah is our Ischabrus, our Dveikus with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. As the Rugged Shabbat would say, the Chiluk between Har Sinai and Har Moria. Har Moria is the Makam Avoda, Tefillah b'Makam Avoda Niskana. And Har Sinai, the Eibishter came down to give us the Torah. Har Moria is where we went up to go ahead and do the Avoda, to connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu Mitzidenu from our point of view. Amela, that's where we highlighted the greatness of man, as opposed to Har Sinai, the greatness of Kodesh Baruch Hu. He came down, gave us the Torah. Brochus Tavava Menal from Menach Shafilu Echad Sheyoshi Vosli B'Torah Shashchini Yimah Shenam Chomok Meshaaske Shmi Yavolach Raticha. So we learn. Eibishter comes down. He comes down to learn with us. Tfilo, we go up. That's our Ischabrus Mitzidenu. We go up to be Meschaber with Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's Yevamah Savadal and Amal Bnei Manis Akru Yimosein Shal Yisrael. Bnei Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu Misavel Letfilo Sein Shal Yisrael. So Funder would famously say, Tfilo is not given to us to get us out of a tzara. The tzara was given to us to get us into tefillah. The Heinowitz Leidak, he says, it's mamash hafuch. It's not the pshat. Eibishter gave us tefillah as the ingredient, the way to get us out of our tzoras, out of our yisurin. Eibishter gave us tzoras and yisurin to get us into tefillah. Because tefillah is that is chavos. That's what Eibishter wants. He wants a connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And thus, all great things, as Rav Nosson Meir Bachur, the Fri Yedika, Leikur Mashkiach, elaborates in his Leker Rishimus and Inani Tefillah, all big things throughout Tanakh, all transpired ayyadei tefillah. That's our hischabrus, our dveikus for the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I understand the zaman of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, the zaman of Rosh Hashanah, culminating, of course, in Yom Kippur. It can't just be about tshuva. It's got to be about tshuva together with tefillah. Okay, all is moving. May love all is gavaldik. We move on to the next. Tzedakah. Tzedakah makes a lot of sense. We have a pasuk now once, but twice, and Mishlei. Perek Yud and Pasuk Beis, Nochamol, Perek Yud Al, Pasuk Dalet, it's Doka Tatsami Moves, Zokto Ben Yono, Lav Davka Mimoves, everything that's encompassed, Dahainu, every sense of decay, of dystrophy, of Shichacha, any Gezeiros Ron, Ross, anything negative, it's Doka Tatsami Moves, and everything else, Kavachimer. And why do we have two psukim? Zok the Gra Mishlei. One pasuk is Keneged Olam Haza, Dainu based in Shomato, Tzalka Tatsami Mavis, and one is the Klape, Dainu Olam Haza, and one is Klape Olam Abba, that it's Matsu you from Gehenna, that's Tzalka Tatsami Mavis, and we see it used in different ways. Ayin Bava Masu, Naviyuna Manalev, Shabbos Kufrin Vavah Manalev, the daughter of Rebbe Akiva Vachulei. So we see that a Taka works, of course it works. It's a pasuk first in Tanakh, Mishlei, Yin Beis, Yin Alev, Dalit, Tzalka Tatsami Mavis, Avadat Tzalka saves. May love. We're going to open up a Rambam. We would expect to see, as we highlight in our Nesanotike, if we would expect to see, obviously Tshuva, and Hilchos Tshuva, that's what it's all Mavusis, me, you said, on the Yesodos of Tshuva, the 10 Prokim. Tefillah, aye, where does Tefillah come in? So let's take a look at the Rambam. When he puts it all together, and Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Beis, Halacha Dalet. Now, interesting, all the Nosei Kalim point out, the Rambam, and Perek Beis, Halacha Dalet, is Mavusis on Rav Yitzchok's Memro. Let's go to Rosh Hashanah, Tessayin, or Beis, Vam Rav Yitzchok. Dalin, Devorim, Mekarin, Gezar Din, or Shalodim. There are four things that rip up a Gezar Din and Shemayim. And number one, he says, is Tzedakah. Tzedakah, after all, Tzedakah, Tatsim, Imovis, and Melaik, Rabbi Neona, Kavachoymer, all the other Gezeras also. It's Mekarin, Gezar Din, or Shalodim. And then we move on to what? Tfilah. But now it's Tam Tfilah, Baamo. It's Davka, Loshan of Tzedakah. And that's the Loshan of Rabbi Yitzchok, and that's what the Rambam writes as well. Zok the Rambam, he calls him Idarkei Tshuva. The Rambam's not interested. He's not telling the Al-Sibi-Jibi. He's not talking about Kriyas Gezardin. He doesn't even have Mavir Nesuro Gezer. The Rambam's interested in what? I'm holding an Achas Tshuva. And I want to know, what are the Drochem Idarkei Tshuva? So he's Matik Rav Yitzchok, not highlighting, not turning the spotlight on a Kriyas Gezardin, but as an Etzem Chelik of the Tshuva process. He just told us Tshuva Gemura, Perbeis Aluch Aleph, Perbeis Aluch Abeis. What is Tshuva? And he delineated for us the various steps. The Vidoy, the Aziv Sechel Kabbalah, the Snachama Shalover, the Charotim Chulei, and then Gimel Mesvade, but Lo Gomer Belivo, Kilu Atznai and Olocha Beis. And now Dalit, he says, in order to get to the end result, you want to achieve the Totzah, the Abshat, you need to employ the Darkei Atshuva. What's that? Rabbi Yitzchok's Dalit Devarim. Number one, interesting, it's for another time, the Rambam is Mahapich, the Seder, he doesn't put Tzalka first, he puts Tefillah first, but he adds, it's not Stam Tzalka Ba'ama, but it's what? Hashav, Dainu, when you're involved in the Tshuva process, you're Tzoe Tamid, Dainu, it has to be a sense of Tamidius, number one, it has to be Lefnei Hashem, Zok, the Rambam Viter, and it has to be number three, Bebechi Ubisachnunim, it's got to be accompanied by Bechi, by Tachnunim. After all, Prochus Tamar Beis Amar Beis of Lazar Yevshachar Beis Amidashav Isha Shari Tefillah Ninalu Shari Dimo Shari Demos Lo Ninalu Shari Demos. Not coincidentally, Had Tefillah with the Hei Yedia L'Chayre Veri Gishmak is Gematria 520. Demos is 520. Tehainu Had Tefillah. What's the ultimate musig of Had Tefillah? I Tefillah. That's coupled with Demos. So it has to be number one Tamidus, number two Lefnei Hashem, number three Bebechi V'Sachnunim. And it's Tzalka, Ayin Rosh Hashem Pinkus, is Arichas Tzalka, based on Kamen Merosh Chazal. That's the signal and the style of Tefillah that's always answered, taken from Yad. It's never Choseres Reka. Then the Rama goes weiter. He doesn't call it Nesinas Tzalka, he calls it Va'osit Tzalka, Kifi Kocho. Then also needs a beer, but here we have Tzalka. And then he has the ideas of Mishan Hashmo, Mishan HaMaisa, V'chuli, you have to change your name. Ritva is the literal, the Ran. Ramam, no, it's Koloma, Sheni Acha, Ve'ini, Osei, Shasa, Nosa, Maisa. It's not the Mamish to change your name. It's to go out and to emerge, a Briya Chandosha. Same way the Shemi Shmuel writes in the name of his father, the Sukkot Shem, and Avnei Nezer. The reason we go to Mikvah before Rosh Hashanah. What is Mikvah, essentially? Mikvah is throwing myself into a world where I can't live, I can't breathe, I can't exist. Mikvah only works when you fully submerge yourself beneath the surface of the water. You commit kilo, metaphorical, figurative suicide. You're going to a place, you're killing a person of old, you're going mamish without any clothes on, reenacting in a sense, assuming the fetal position in the memsa of a mikvah, and you're surrounded by the embryonic, amniotic fluid, so to speak, and then you emerge from the mikvah, and you're olam itum al-tara ayyadei what? You're coming out of Briya Chadosh Mamish. That is Hayom Haras Olam. Your Mamish starting new. Press the button anew. So that's shame, that's shom. That's a new name. Shini Shmo, you're a new person. That's why we call it a shame. Chidush Yerim and Bracious. The Perek Beis Pesukim Yates and Chaf, when Adam Risha names all the creatures, writes the Chidush Yerim, shame, shom. There you are. I can find you in your name. That's the window into your core essence. That's reverse shom. There's your place in the world, subtly alluded to in the context of your name. You're not a goof, you're a neshama. What's the neshama of the word neshama? Tahainu, the osios pnimius of the word neshama. Shinme, those are the internal letters. That's the essence of your neshama, which is the essence of your home at sea, is who you are in existential perspective. You are your shame. Hence, brachas tavzayin, amad beiz, amar yachin, manolun, dushma garim, rameir, yuma pe gimel, amad beiz, rameir, smedayik, vishmei, shame, sham, there you are. Can find you in your name. Yom Tov is a Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Aseret Tshuva, Mishanah Shemo, Kolomar Niachar, Eini Oseh Shus. I'm a different person. So I'm in the Tshuva process, but it's got to be with what? It's got to be with Tfila. It's got to be with Tzedakah. Kivalu, Mamshich Vayter in the Rambam, Perakimol Halacha Dalit, talks about the Shofar. It's not only exerts the cost of Remez Yishva, Koloma Uri Yishen Mishnah, so he keeps him down with Tarnam Asim Mechulei. At the end of the Halacha Zakhtaram, Neyan Yitzet, Nogu Kolbeisis Ola Harbis, but Stoko Vamasim Taivim, Velasik Vemitzis, Vyavim Shabin Roshon, Yom Kippurim, Yesem Yikol Yamos Roshon. Tahina, what am I doing? Number one, I'm being Marib at Stoko, very Gishma. Midarke Achuva was what? I need Tfilo, I need Sadoko, I need Shini Shmo, Shini Maisim Kulam, the Tobra Derech Yishorin, I have all them here, La Harbis, but Stoko, I have Mitzis, I have and I have what? I have tefillah lists. Pala batek nasiyas with every tachron and every kushin. Achayir, I get up, slichas in the mornings. So it's all about tefillah. I understand tshuva. I understand tefillah. I understand tzedakah. All based on Rabbi Yitzchak, Rosh Hashanah, Tzayin, Amud Beis. Ramam here in Beis Dalid, Ramam in Gimel Dalid. Everything is kishmak. See me. We have our tshuva, we have our tefillah, we have our tzedakah. Rabbi Sai, are we not missing something? What are we doing the vast majority of the day in yeshiva? What are we doing? You're sitting and learning. We're studying. Mishnah and Peah, Aleph Aleph, Tam Torah, Geneged Kula. Sota, Chaf Aleph, Hamad Aleph, Taira, Zmikno, Matzla, Benu, Dasik, Be, Benu, Delasik, Be, Mibi, Amogni, Mitzvah, Matzla. Taira is the ultimate shield. Taira is the ultimate protection. Davar Melach, Shamas, Davlama, Nevin Beis. It comes this time. He told us the average person lives for 70 years. Lives for 70 years. Comes the end of 70. He knows his time is up. What does he do? He throws himself in learning. We have a similar Gemara. Lemaisa, what do we have? We have sitting and learning. You get into learning, and Malcham Amos can't touch you. The best Hatzol is Tyra. The best protection is Tyra. Where's Tyra? You want to rip up Gezeris, is Tyra not the best? Ayin, the Node Behuda, and Shuvas, and the Galasim Lamadei, Zaboch, or needed a Shuva. What are you doing? Yeah, Tyra, throw yourself into Tyra. It's the best cleansing of Yaakov Hillel, is Maruch, and his Sefer Tekan Sashovim. And the end of the day, Tyra, the Chayrus, the Ikkad, this time I'm talking, I get cool up. We have the famous Ramachan and Kobe's Mamorim. Let's head to the mission of Perkiyavis, Perkala, mission of Beis. The world rests on three things. Our boy say, what are they? One Rav told me many years ago. Okay, those are the three things. Kesef, Yanis, Ako. So that's not our nusach. I told the Rav, I don't have such a nusach. Okay, our nusach and perkiyav is this. Torah, Vod, give me us the son. I, Y is Torah first. The Chayru Gemilas Tosav is Keneged Avraham Avinu. We say it every day in Uvulatzi in the Pasuk in Micha. Perek Zayin Pasuk Chav. Tita Nims the Yaakov Chesed Avraham. The Zohar Chodesh in Chukas. Beidala No and Aleph. Chesed is Gemilas Tosav. That's Avraham Avinu. Yitzchak is the Avad Avoda. Kedas Yitzchak. He doesn't give us down a tefillah like Shachar's corresponding to the Shachar. Because Avraham Avinu is Chagigat of Gimel Rav Tchila the Gerim. Yaakov is Arvis. And when Aschav Aleil is going into the Choshech of Golas, Yitzchak should be a conjugation of Tzarayim. It's not Tzarayim. What is he? Milcha. Because that's what he was. He was an Avoda. Pshuto Kimashu. He was He is a walking, living, breathing avoda. So chronologically, it should be Allah Gemilas Chasadim, Allah Avoda, Allah Torah. Why is Torah first? So because the ikker leg of the three-legged tripod of holding the entire world, what's really sustaining the Gantz of El, number one, Barosh Rishon, is the Torah, is the Amanat Torah. That's why it's first. Who's the Bechir Shavavis, Yaakovino? The Amanat Torah is understandably the Bechir Shavavis. They go hand in hand. He is Torah. I, Avram Avinu, was the first one to be Mekayim all Tyra. Kedusha Vebeis Amanel, Vimacho Chesim and Beis. Avram Avinu, Kiyim Eskol, Eturu, Kodim Shen Nitnam. That's why we have the Gemara twice in Chas. Avodah Zohar, Dav Tess Amanel, San Hebzin, Tadi Zayin Amanel, Shisaf, Ishan, Aviyamo. 2,000 years of Tovavo, 2,000 years of Torah that began with what? Avram Avinu, the beginning of Lech Lecha, Nemesh Hashem, Asu, Bukharim, Tatashi, Api, the Targum, the Shabinu, the Araisa. So, he started the Tkufa of Tyra. He started Gans, Kiyim, Tari, Mitzvah, Tyra. But who is the massive, the quintessential masman ha-toyra. That's the Maral to Parshas Sofer Achav. Yaakov Avinu is the masman. He sits in Yeshiva Shem Neighbor for 14 years, doesn't sleep for a second, like Baruch Hashem, most of the Bachram here in Israel. No one sees sleep. You just take a few coffees in the morning, you have to have a Diet Coke in the afternoon, and no one needs to sleep. We're in the Yeshiva, Baruch Hashem. Plenty of time to sleep in the next world. This is the time, the world of action. So that's the Yomar Torah. So we begin with the Yomar Torah. Everything comes down to Torah. I remember years ago, somebody showed me the letters in the Mishpacha magazine. They're letters, people wrote in letters. And there was a younger man from Lakewood, an Avreich in Lakewood, and he wrote into the editors. I have an order on one of the articles. There was an article last week, he writes, that said that I have a title. It said that Torah is the most important thing in the world. And it's not true. It's not true. He wrote Torah is the most important thing. He says, well, Torah is not the most important thing in the world. Torah is the only thing in the world. That was his aura. Torah is not the most. Torah is life. When they went to our book, they said, ah, so Torah is the oxygen that we breathe. Chalila v'chas, not the oxygen. Oxygen is mushroom. There's life. And Torah is the oxygen that I need to go in and sustain my life. Torah is life. What did we just say in my rib? Our boys say in Tfilo, when Machlet something is about those Gemura, what do we say? Kiheim Chayin Avirachah, this is life. Hu Chayecha V'yorachamecha, Torah is life. So Torah is life, Torah protects life, Torah shields life, David HaMelech, the Melech HaMelech can't touch him because he immerses himself with Gamri and Aswad HaShigia B'Torah. That's Gemura, Shabbos, Dav, Lama, Reis, nobody can touch him. Our boys say, Torah, Torah, where's my Torah? Tshuva, Tfilo, Tzedekah, Mavir, Aswad Gezerah. Rabbi Yitzchak, Rosh Hashanah, Tessayin, and Reis, Tzaka, Dainu, Tfilo, certain form of Tfilo, Tzedekah, O Tzedekah, Kefi Kocho, Shinim, Maisim, Kulam, the Tavla, Derech, Yeshara, Shin, Yashem, Kulam, and Yashachar, and where is Torah, Abayis? It's never bothered anybody. Torah is it. Where's Torah? What should we be doing? Sarasimei Tshuva, what should we be doing? Chodesh Elul, L'chayra b'machazik and Torah. That's the Iker's Chayra, that's it. So I saw the Sefer Tshuva asked the Akasha. Why does the Rambam leave out? It's not just Akasha and the Rambam. Again, as we said, it's Akasha and Amnon, it's Akasha and Nesantog, it's Akasha and Rabbi Yitzchak. Sakasha, open up the Machaber. Machaber has one succinct line when it comes to Orchayim Simitofresh base. What's the Koteret? Seidar Ser Semei Tshuva. The Rambam has one line. The Yomim Bein Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Kippurim, Marbim Beslichas Yomitachnunim. And boys, if I were to ask you, we're going to open up Rabbi Yosef Kairo Shulchan Aruch. And I want to know what's the Seidar Ser Semei Tshuva. At least, Keila, we know from his Avdoma that he's Miyaseid all this Piskei Halacha, more or less based on the Rove of the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam. But clearly, giving a certain adipus to Shitas HaRamam, the Rambam told me, at least in Parag Gimel L'Chadalit, he told me, M'nei Yunin Zeh, now Kabeh Yisrael HaRus B'Tzdaka, Muvim Asam Taivim, V'Lasek B'Mitzah, Samei Yisrael Leitchik says, what's Lasek B'Mitzah says? That's what my father, the Brisker Rav. Get busy, Yisrael Samei Tshuva, Lulav, Esrev, Dalaminim. Get busy with being hosting, you know, no Hesach HaDas HaMitzah, you don't have time to do an Avera. So I understand Lasek B'Mitzah, I understand Tfilah, the Rambam and the Mechaber, doesn't mention a word about tzedakah. Doesn't mention a word about, obviously, tshuva is moving the elo. It's axiomatic, but he talks about tefillah. Mechaber doesn't mention Torah. The Rambam doesn't mention Torah. Where's Torah? So the Sefer Tshuva says it's a shtickel raya to the chidah. And Aruch Chaim, Tovka Peyalev, Sefkot and Vav, he writes, b'shem, the tur barekes, that in these days you have to focus more on the koach tefillah and yemei aslichas, even more than Torah. If he mutes it, doesn't really answer the question. So I just said, so you want to go ahead and say, I'm not going to put Torah first. You want to make a chashman, then in this tkufa, this suyama, so you're not going to put Torah. But it's got to be on the list. Torah is it. Rabbi says, this is life. This is the best way to protect life, the best way to shield life, the best way to prolong life. The Yetzer and the Malkamamas can't touch you. Kedushin, Laman, Abbas, Barasi, Yetzer, Tahara, Barasi, the Torah, Tavlin, State, the Ram, Chamas, Hashon, Eilif, Chazal, Megalet. This is the Tavlin, Eilif, Tavlin, Chutz, Mizu. This is it. Bring him into the base marmish. That's the best way to control the Yitzhak. Isn't that exactly what we want to do with Sesame Chum? And the Rambam, Rav Amnon from Mainz and Asana Taikev, Tshuva, Tfila, Tzedakah, Mitzis, Master Daivim, and it seems like everybody forgot about Torah. Says, oh, the Sefer Tshuva, because Torah maybe is not the Yikr, and this Tekufa Mr. Yemes. Okay, it's on to you. So the Chayra, you can expect of Chaim Kanevsky's answer in the Sefer Siach Ish. Roy Hadvon, the Mish Amram, they asked of Chaim Kanevsky the same kasha. Where's Torah? How come the Rambam, the Mechaber, how come they left out Torah? So to Chaim Kedarko, So the Heilige Sara Torah, he says, this, look, I don't need to go on and mention Torah. That's a milsu de pshita. There's nothing to talk about. Torah is moving the elos. So Torah is life. So what am I going to tell you? This man, go ahead and be mechasek at Torah. You want life. You want to be nitzah b'din. This is life itself. That's moving the elos. That's self-evident. That's axiomatic. It's a milsu de pshita, Zok Tevchayim. Torah is it. Always was, always will be. And the work benoisav to leave it at Torah. And asmanis at Torah. Heim bekamas, heim beichos. Now, what should you work on? Tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah, together with Torah. Ma'viras rogazera. But if other tzom, if usus, if usus, talk about the Torah. Torah is everything. That's a Chaim Kanevsky. That's it. The walking, living, breathing, sefer Torah. That's leaving at Torah. So Chaim Kanevsky, Torah is mamash everything. So if Torah is mamash everything and Torah is life, then the chayra, the same way we hold on to life, no matter what's going on in our own personal lives, then the chayra, if we have any extra time, yes, we follow the Seder Aser Semi Tshuva, we work on Atshuva, we follow the Darkei Atshuva, the Chalkei Atshuva, Ramam, Rabbeinu Yonah Shari Tshuva. We work on giving tzedakah, and avada, we work on a koach tefillah. But the chayra, any extra moments that we have, sayin chodesh elul, sayin aser semei tshuva leading up to Yom Kippur, l'chayra, if this is life itself. If Rav Chaim Kanevsky is teaching us the reason why the Rishonim, why the Mechaber, why we're not mentioning Torah, is because this is life itself, and this is the milsa, the pshita, there's nothing to talk about without Torah. Then the chayra, every second that a person can chop a rhyme, so you have your tefillah, you follow the shachris and the chamar, the musaf, the ne'ilah, v'chulei. Avadi, you're giving tzedakah before, and you want to be nitzam and melos tzedakah. You want to give, machatzis is shekel, the whole machatzis, the Vilna Gaon says, why is it called a machatzis? It's called a machatzis, pinyin v'shulchan agon, parashis ki shisa, because what's in the middle? The yost tzadi, gemor and shams, kibdala and amal, meros yosis or yekiva. If you have a tzadi in the middle, what are the two letters next to the tzadi? Ches and yud. And the word machatzis, that's chai. And what are the two letters? The osios and chitanius. What are the two letters in the outside, the mem and the self? Tzedakah tzatzim imavish. You give it tzedakah, brings you to chai, and separates the letters of mace. Comes the pinyin mishochin to grow up Parshas Pinchas. What did Pinchas do? Hey, sheves chamosi. Hey, sheves chamosi. What's chamosi? When the Eibishter is angry, kaviyachol, there's afen chema, mitzad, the ribon shalom, then it's chamosi, my anger. What's chamosi? Ches and yud, chai. Those are the letters now pushed to the outside. Mem and self are the ones juxtaposed inside. Now you're closer to mace. What did Pinchas do? Hey, sheves chamosi. He inserted a mace at stucco. And that's Gemara Sanhedrin, Pepeis, Amunalef, Rav and Shmuel, Rav, Yarpuk, Samaro, Rav, Miskin, and Lecho, all the miracles that happened. And we have in the Midrashim, Tanyasim, Nazil, the Gemara there in Sanhedrin, Pepeis, all the miracles that happened. What did he do? He brought a Maiset Stoka into the Hamasi and restored it to Machatzis and brought us back to Chai, gave us Chiyas. So that's what, when you give an Ani money, what are you doing, Yadarim? Samadavis, Ani is Choshev Kemes. When you give an Ani Stoka, you mash Machai Mesa. Selchan Mida Kenning Amida. You get Stoka Tatsami Mavis. You're being Matsalim, you're giving him his Chiyas back, Mida Kenning Amida. He still gives you your Chiyas. So I understand all these Achas. But if I have extra time, what am I supposed to be doing in my extra time? Outside of the Meskirat Tatsvilo, outside of you gave your Tzedakah, you appalled him, Chule, you did your Meister, your Tzedakah. And Avada, you did your tshuva. So you have extra time. What do? You do Torah. Torah's life. Where do we see this brought out? So by say, let's head to well-known Gemara and Shabbos Daflam and Alpha. I want to see out the Shmai, perhaps to share a machshava that I shared with the Nei Yisrael high school boys this past summer. If we turn with Siyata Shmai to the Gemara and Shabbos Daflam and Alpha, we have Reish Lakish. Amr Ishlokish, Shemayin Dechsev, quotes a Pasuk in Yeshaya, Paraklam, and Gimel Pasuk Vav. Mayin Dechsev, Ahayavur, Sitech HaChos, and Yeshua, Schach, Mazeras, Yer, Sushem, Yotzoro. And he says, Emuna, Zesei Dezroam, and he goes through the very Yeshisha Sere Mishnah. Amr Rabba, the Gemara continues, Yeshua, Shemachnisin, Adam Ludin, after 120, they bring you up to Beis Din Shemayla, Omer Lo, it's really Sholem, Omer Lo, they ask you six questions. Question number one, Nasasim and Nasat Bamuna. Were you honest? The Masim Amatim, was it done with Erlichkeit, with Yashrus? You have to be honest in business. And only then, kavati itim l'tara. Okay, so Tosfos asked the kasha. We know Tosfos the Gedusha naf mem sanhedrin daf zayinam and aleph potamayim reishis rodin. The first din is on Torah. Tosfos gives two terutzim in akoponim. We have in masav amakon honest and business, and then we go on to Torah. The fina is nighty. It's a partial l'chayru. All the leaven out Torah in the world isn't going to do anything if it's gebayt on a life of Shechem. So avadin has to be that you're an adam yosher. It's going to start with yosher. So sisa yosher atov. L'chayru, what's shtikol raya? The Vilna Gaon, the greatest Torah, the greatest walking, living, breathing, sefer Torah we've had in the last few centuries. Someone of the Madrigo of Rishayim, different schos, the Torah Tamim and his Baruch Shomer has the Girsa, different Kirsos is the Girsa that Rechaim Elozen said that the Gro was greater than the Rashba, like Haramban or Dolo Kerama. But the Nusach L'chaira that's more authentic is the one that Rav Eliach writes in his two-volume work, Aviya Yeshivas, that Rav Chatzkel Sarn of the Rosh Yeshiva of Chevron has in his Agdama to his edition of the Kuzari, that he's a like HaRashba Dolo HaRamban. So in the end of the day, but the Groh was on a level of Rishayim. The Groh was on a level of Rishayim. So where would the Groh be Merumis? We know that everybody is into two in the Torah. Everyone that ever lived is into two in the Torah. The Arizal, based on the Zohar, Yishishim Ribo, Yosef Torah, Rashi Tevis Yisrael. So where is the Vilna Gaon? You'd expect the Groh to be where? In the Aser Sadibros. I didn't expect the Groh to be in Kriya Shemana. Where is the Groh? Let's go to Kiseitze. Tamini had Groh. Ask the Vilna Gaon, where are you Merumis? Evan Shleima Tiyalacha. Evan Shleima is Rashi Tevis Eliyahu ben Shlomo. Eliyotza, where's the Groh Merumas and having honest weights and measures? Pella. And not only that, but his parents in Merumas. See Rav Dov Elias in a three-volume Gishmaka biographical work on the Vilna Gaon in the second Krach, page 671. He'll talk about this Eliyahu ben Shlomo, page 673 and footnote 84. Then he'll give you the Ramazan to his mother's name, to his father's name. All the Groh's homoshpoch is Merumas where? And having honest weights and measures. That's where the Groh is. Chariz very Gishmaka, by said, because in order to be the Groh, the Yisod, the Shorish Neshama, the Gros, what? Evan Shleimat Yilach. It's Nasos and Nasot of Emunah, and only then can he become the Vilna Gaon, can it be Kavati to retire. It's got to be Mavusis and Yusod on Yashrus, I in the Mirror, Shashira, Shmuel, Burmaus, Makari, Shemo, Parshatos, where he echoes the same Yisod. Okay, so let's head to the Gemara. Nasos and Nasot of Emunah, then Kavati to retire. What does it mean, Kavati to retire? The way Rashi learns the Shlo in the beginning of Masech HaShavuos, Lachara, the Pashtus is, where you Kavati to retire? Did you come to the Yisrael? Did you have your set Zmanim? You had morning Seder, second Seder, night Seder, post-night Seder, Vachulei, pre-morning Seder, Beina Star, night Seder, you have your star, you have a Kavi Yisitim L'tar. The Vilna Gaon doesn't learn like that. Along comes the Gra and Panini Mishulchan the Gra and the Likutim, the back of the Sefer on Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. And the Gra says, I have a Pasuk in Tanakh and Mishlei Percha Beis, Pasuk HaGimel, the kovas kaveim nafesh. If you steal from an ani, Mida Kenegamida Avister says you steal the money, the possessions of a destitute individual, then what you do? You just rob him of his life. Ani chasher kameisim darim samach dalvitz. Mida Kenegamida Avister says I'm going to steal your neshama. The kovas kaveim nafesh. Zok the grow. Kvius connotes a sense of stealing. So what are they going to ask you after 120? Kavati itim l'torah. Did you steal time for Torah? That's what they're going to ask you. Did you steal time for Torah? That's the grow. And he's not the only one to learn that one. Rav Chaim Zalman Golius and his Avdoma to Chuvah Space Ephraim. And Rav Chaim, he cites in the name of the Flower Pinchas Levi, Arwitz Rebbe Lechsam Sefer. Some Sefer said, by the way, the Rebbe he respected most. He went by Rav Nelson Adler, by the Bala Flo. Says, the Rebbe I respect the most is the Rebbe who told me Aleph Peis. Why? Every other Rebbe that told me Torah, I can slug up, I can ask questions on. I can't slug up an Aleph. I can't slug up a Peis. The Rebbe who told me Aleph Peis, that's it. He's the only Rebbe I can ever ask any questions on. So he said, he always had respect for the Rebbe who told him Aleph. So that Flo and the Gro learn that Kasha is, did you steal time for Torah? When you didn't think you had time for learning, did you steal time for Torah? I, why the smichas to question number one? Because everybody is born, is imbued, is ingrained with a predilection, a propensity to steal. What'd you do with that tendency to steal? So that flaw, Kasha number one is, I want to make sure you didn't steal in business. I want to make sure, nasasa nasata b'muna, you didn't steal. Abba, where should you steal? Everybody has an atiya to Geneva. Where should you steal? Steal the learning. I don't have any more time today. You have more time. Everybody says they don't have more time. Right, we always have more time. It's the same way, Baruch Hashem. I heard, you know, Shavuos. We spoke about this in the past. Right, the Aaron Felon, Rosh Yeshiva Shlita, they got up at a Torah convention years ago. He was bothered by an ad in one of the Jewish publications. They showed a geshmaka looking piece of cheesecake. And you had the blueberry cherry dripping down the side of the geshmaka cheesecake. And the ad said, you think Shavuos is just about cheesecake? day. And the caption of the niece showed a picture of Gishmak looking blintzes. And it said, it's also about blintzes. And the Rosh Hashanah, this is Shavuos. It's not about cheesecake. It's not about blintzes. It's about the Torah. That's what it's about. The person comes in Shavuos and he says he can't learn. He goes down and he has his coffee, he has his grape juice, he has his wine. Can always come back for more learning. It's always time for a person says he can't push. He can push. Come out, eat from the Torah. Did you steal time when you didn't think there was any time? Rezella grew in Vegas, Lafagas, Ruvain, Rechaiper, Chashoyberg, Zechonel of Racha. They made special siyumim in the 5 minutes here, 10 minutes waiting for a cab, 15 minutes waiting for a bus, 3 minutes put in a call, waiting, hopping around every single moment. You put that all together, and that is how they made various siyumim and shas. So that's the growth, that's the outflow. So we could ask Akash. If you had the choice how to learn the Gemara, is the Muskel Rishon not to learn like Rashi and the Shlob and Ruba the Ruba of the Mefarshim? L'chayra, what is the Pshat? If Kavati, did you make a Kviyas and learn it? Along comes the Gro, Naflo, did you steal? Because I have a Pasuk once in Tanakh and Mishli, Chabeschav Gimel, that uses it in such a way, so therefore, that's the Pshat. L'chayra, we could ask the Kasha and the Gro. Mach was something the Gro himself writes. Let's say it's opinion of Shulchan Gro. Parsha Shmos, Parak Beis, Pasuk Chav Gimel. Our Pasuk says in Shmos Beis Chav Gimel, Vayamas Paro Melech Mitzrayim. Zokt Rashi brings the medicine Shmos Rav and Parsha Aleph and Oslam and Aleph. Velamit Shenet Story. He became a Mitzrayim, but he didn't really die. Frank the Gorm, Eichi Taisi, Shtena Pasuk, read it, Baruch HaVil Chakzal, Vayamas Paro Melech Mitzrayim. So the Pasuk says before he said he died, Eichi Taisi, what told Chazal? To be Mafkiya of the Mikram, he told Pshut, Pshut and Shalat Varm yields what? That the king of Mitzrayim passed away? But Rashi Api Chazal, he didn't really die. Malami Chinat Starim, Echitesi. Zok the Vilna Gaon, because we have a Mirush and Kawalas Rava, Parsha, Ches, Osir Aleph, ain't children the other mothers. There's no sense of sovereignty of kingship on the day of Amisa. Rabbi saying you never saw a U-Haul following a hearse, because you can't take it with you. No matter how wealthy, affluent you are in life, you can't take it with you. The U-Hauls are not following the hearses. That's it. You leave it all behind. People running and chasing their whole lives. You can't take it with you. So how could the Pasuk say, Zok de Vilna Gon Vayamas Paro Melech Mitzrayim? If Paro really died, if we're going to take the Pasuk, Kipshuto, then L'chayra, it should say, Vayamas Melech Mitzrayim? Vayikavu Yamei Dover Lomas, Laftayra Vaparshas Vayachi. Aye, he's called David Melech, Melech David 52 times throughout Tanakh. Turns is what ain't showed the Yom HaMavis. It's simply Vayikavu Yamei David. Says Zok de Vilna Gaon. If the Pasuk tells us Vayamas Paro Melech Mitzrayim, if we still brand him with that choice appellation, we crown him as the king of Egypt, then Makor Chal Tzarech Lomar, that he didn't really die, because ain't showed the Yom HaMavis. If he didn't really die, so what happened to him? Well, we have four possibilities. Nedar Samadal Beis, Shinnit Star, we don't find anything else besides Mitzara. Ani, he wasn't an Ani. Ain Lobon, and we know that he has a child, Makis Bechairus. And we don't find any remez anywhere in the Pesukim or Medroshi Chazal that he was blind. Suma Choshe Kameh. Ba'akar Chach has to be that he was in its dar. So L'chad Revel Megon, let's ask a similar Ha'ara. Where did the Gros see in our Gemara in Shammah Salam and Aleph not to learn Kipshuto? So the Fiyani is 90, perhaps more could suggest that we have to understand the terminology of Chazal. Shlomo Melch L'chocha Mikol Odom writes in Kohelas per Gimel Pasuk Aleph L'kol Zman V'Eis L'kol Chavetz Tachas HaShemayim. Zman and Eis, what really is the difference between these Shemus and Adolf and these somewhat synonymous words? Zok the Maral in three places is Drush HaLatayra Tefes Yisopar Chafei and Netzach Yisopar Chavzayim. Zok the Maral, the chiluk between Zman and Eis is as follows. Zman is Loshon Hazmana. You want to send a wedding invitation, a bar mitzvah invitation, what do? You're masman somebody. That's Hazmana. That's Zman in the Olam HaTeva. I know what? Every second in a metaphorical sense is Keilu inviting the next second to join with him. Every second is masman in Olam Kimenhaga Noe, is inviting another segment of time similar to its own, and saying, let's join together, 60 seconds will make a minute. Every minute, Keilu is masman another minute, let's join, 60 minutes will make an hour. Every hour is masman another segment, fragment of time similar to it. Let's be masman another set of hours, and 24 hours will make a day. That represents and highlights Olam Kimnoganoi. That's Zman Tachas Teteva. That Zman in the world of Teva, that's why it's called Zman Loshen Hazmana. What is Ace? Ace is Ayin Tov. What is Ayin Tov? It's an abbreviated elliptical form of the word Ata. What's Ata? Akshav, the here and now. Zokta Maral, you can never really grab the here and now. The second that's about to be, when I started the sentence, it was part of the future, but the second I uttered the word, it already became part of the past. You can never truly capture the here and now. It's here, but it's not here. The second that's about to be, but it just became part of the other. So Ace represents Ata, Dainu, is man that's here, but it's not here. Dainu, it's his man that's Lamayla Manateva. So Lamayla Manateva, that's the whole number eight, the Maral, the Gross, the Marachan. Especially those who have Havaras Faradit, perhaps it's not coincidental. The Kol Zman the eight and the Kol Chayfetz. Eight up the Maral is L'mayla Manateva, not coincidentally. How do you pronounce an eight? Kishmak. Eight the Kol Chayfetz is the only integer from 1 to 9 that represents L'mayla Manateva is the only one that's continuous. That's why in the world of mathematics, infinity is represented by what's called the lemniscate. It's a horizontal number 8. A 1 is a clearly defined starting at any point. The 8 is continuous, and that's infinity. That's L'mayla Manazman. That's 8 L'mayla Manazman. It's everything in the world of Teva. I'm sure we spoke about this in the past. Stami, you all heard many shirim on the number 7. 7 dominates this whole world. Everything is the number 7. The 7 days in the week, 7 years in a Shemitah cycle. 7 Shemitah cycles in a year cycle. The 7 notes on the musical scale, 7 colors, and the rainbow average human being can discern 7 million shades of color. Average person picks a number 1 to 10. They picked the number 7. You have the 7 skies. Chagigah Beis Hamikdash. You have the 7 continents. The 7 seas. Average person takes 7 minutes to fall asleep at night. No one here has ever gambled. Chalil v'chas, but everybody knows about sevens and gambling. Lucky 7. It's all the number 7. 7 dominates this world. That's all Shiva. That's why the Rav Yehuda Pachritzuk says, Sheva is Loshen Sviya. Sviya. When you eat and you're satisfied, you go to a Nei Yisrael dinner, and you eat and you're satisfied, v'chalte v'samanta. Sviya, Shiva, because that's completion. Sviya is completion. What happens if you go beyond satiation? You get shamein, you get obese. What's obese? Shamein, shmeina, shmune. That's the ma'alam and teva. You go beyond the call. You go beyond the bell. Now remember, my wife was teaching in seminary now just all years ago. There was a student of hers. She was very machmir. She would have sufganiyot, jelly donuts and Hanukkah. Can they get all the days of Hanukkah? So on day number 2, she would have 2 sufganiyot. On day number 7, she would have 7 jelly donuts. She was very machmir. On day number 8, they couldn't get her in the door to the seminary anymore. That's beyond sviya. It's shamein. Shmina, that's why Shmona, intermingle the letters, what do you get? Shmona Neshama. Your Neshama is the Chelek Aloka Mimal. That is your Chelek, that Batsim is Lamala Manateva. That's Shmona Osios Neshama. That's 8, that's Lamala Manateva, that's a Kohen Gadol, Dan's 8 Begodim. That's Shmini Atzeres, of course. Yom HaShmini. There's only one parsha Shmini. Another Venevio went to Mechutz Legvul, Ayinor Gedayon, Siva Shalom, Dereyol, and others. That is 8, Lumas, the number 7. So what is Ace? Ace is a Zman that's Lamaylam and Azman. It's Lamaylam and Azman. It's here, but it's not here. You can never truly capture it. So that's Lakol Zman, Ace, Lakol Chemistash. There's a Zman that's Tachas, the Olam HaTeva. And then there's a Zman that's Lamaylam from the Olam HaTeva. So, Rabbi, if you were writing the Gemara in Shabbos HaFlam and Aleph HaMan, and you want to talk about Kviyas Itim L'Tayra, then L'Chara just, L'Chara to say Pasha, what do you Koveya? If Koveya meant Kipshutan Shal Hadvarim, if the Mashmas was to establish set time Sulim and HaTayra, then L'Chara it should be what? Kabata Zman in L'Tayra. Did you make a Zman for learning? That the Bagisu Yom Alayla. What was Yeshua told in Yeshua Parakal Pasuk Hasagisu Yom Alayla? And we use that pasuk to tell us what you're learning the Dharam. The Olam get the Dav Ches yet? This is not Yisrael. And now you saw this Afshar, she got the Dav Ches already by now. Other yeshivas, maybe not. Right? But in Dharam, the Chesem and Alpha, Menachas and Tesem and Beis, Yemakai, Vaidei Kriyashman, Shachris, Kriyashman, Arvis, the Agisa Yom Alayla. That's why the Marshal writes, it's called Itecha. This is one in the morning, this is one at night. So the Chayra, if it was referring to the Pshut and Sholadvarim, the Chayra, then it should be Kabbat as the man of the Taira. How do you say Kabbat the Eid of the Torah? The Chorat is Stirim and Ebe. If the Maral just told me in 3 places that an ace, 8 is the lotion, that it's a Zman, it's a Zman, and a Teva, it's a Stirim and Ebe, it's oxymoronic. How can I go and be Kofeya, a Zman, that's not a Zman? It doesn't make any sense. This, the lotion of Chazal ought to have been the Chayra, Kavat the Zman in the Torah. Did you make a Zman for learning? In the morning, in the afternoon, at night, Zman within the Olam HaTeva. So Lefina Yisraiti, if Chazal instead said, Kavot the Nad Zman in the Torah, they said, Kavot the Eid in the Torah, the Maral told us what's an ace. It's a Zman that's here, but it's not here. It's a Zman Lamalam and Ateva. So then Kaveya can't be that I established said Zmanim and a Zman that's not here. Sela, what's Kaveya? Sakhti Gros, Sakhti Aflal. This is where they were coming from. The same way the Gro himself was Madaik and Shmos based Chav Gimel, but he was part of Melech Mitzrayim. That came Chazal Pesach to say, let's not learn the Pasuk of Shuto. So the Chayru, we could stone to and say the same in over here. They saw Kavod to eat him. It should be Kavod to Zmanim. If it said Kavod to eat him, then the Chayru Bar Korcha Tzarech Leimer, that Kaveya doesn't mean, did you make set eat him, the Tyra? Because I can't do that. Ella, what's Kaveya? Based on Mishle, Chavez Chav Gimel, to just steal Zman when you didn't think you had Zman. That means what? You go to sleep, you leave 9 Seder, let's just say 11 o'clock at night. Or 12 o'clock at night. 1 o'clock at night, 2:30 in the morning, you fall asleep with the Gemara, Shem Chamas Hoshena. Rafael Yosef's grandson told me they have in their possession a Gemara that Rav Yosef, after learning 6 hours straight, Rav Lippi Yisrael told me in my office, he says they have a Gemara. He watched his grandfather learn for 6 hours straight in his 90s. Rav Yosef Zatzal sat over Gemara. But he said, not Estam, no Hesech Hadas. I watched my Zaydi for 6 hours. For 6 hours in his 90s, he did not pick up his head from the Sefer. 6 hours, you're talking about a Simonis Satara. 6 hours straight, he didn't pick his head out of the Gemara. And after 6 hours, he pushed it, fell asleep, Achar Chavasa, she fell asleep in the Gemara. And he drooled a little bit in the Gemara. They say that, he says, many Gedolim wanted to pay as much as the family would ask to have the Gemara that Rabbi Yosef fell asleep after learning 6 hours straight and then getting a shtickle drool and that. You know how much you could sell that on eBay, Rabbi? Say, well, I'm knowing. Forget about making of a Gadol. Forget just that one volume of Gemara. I, you know how much that would sell? Can you? How much? How for the fellow, Rabbi Yosef? That's what? It's mom when you don't have a smile. That's Rabbi Yosef. That's Kaveta, steal time when you don't have any smile. That's hopping around every single second. And Leila, now we understand the Gemara. The Gro on that floor saw it's not Kavot to Zmanim the Torah, it's Kavot to Itim the Torah. If it's an Eis Bakocha, means to just steal time. Just steal time when you didn't think you had time, that's the Kavot to Itim the Torah, and that's where the Gro on that floor would be coming from, the Chayra. But the Chayra, we have a Geshmak Esmach. We have a Gemara Megillah, Dav Gimel Amun Aleph, and the Gemara tells us that Yeshua, he's in the midst of Kishas Yericho. Whole story, the whole narrative, the outset of Sefer Yeshua, the 24 Prokim. It all begins, of course, with Yamas Moshe and Hashem, and then we have Kneesus Yericho. He meets a Malach Hasar Tzva Hashem, and the Malach has a Charbu Shlufa Yoda when he's ready to strike Yeshua. Yeshua says, why are you coming? He says, Emesh Bitaltem Tomo Shavenamayim, yesterday you were about to the Karma Tomid. Ava'ato, the Akshav, you were about to Tayra, Bitaltem Tayra. Which one are you coming for? Are you coming to mon me to give me Musar to Chocha for the Bittol Taira? Are you coming to give me Musar for the Bittol Tomat Shabbat Amai? And the Malach answers, Atabasi. So Taisus, can you do? What's Atabasi? Taisus cites the Rivan, one of the Baalei Taisus. We have a Pasuk, we're going to have it now. Parshas Vayelach, Mitzvah Vayelach, Nam and Aleph, Periklam and Al Pasuk Yates. So since we see that the mitzvah is Tovrei Shud Gimel from Laman Aleph Yates and Parshas Vayelach is expressed as V'ato Kisul Chavis Hashira Zos Ata Bosi. So Taisus, I'm coming the money from the Torah. But the feed of a Reina Rabbi said, what emerges is Gishmak. Ata Bosi, Yeshua has a good Taina. Malach, what do you want? Bittul Torah. I'm in the middle of Natsdam and Mechavis Roshus Baalma. I'm Oseik right now. This is Sikach. Hey, Oseik Mitzvah. Potem Nutzal Kol Adeyes. As is the mitzvah, she has one that chayrim. Nobody can do it. I'm the successor of Moshe Rabbeinu. Not just that, I'm in the middle of a war. Who has time to learn? I can't have my regular kiddi mesech and reis and zikru and chasring 101 times. How can I chas 101 times? Chasad v'yavis chasing v'tayim mitzvah. Still broke us up a day. How can I do that all, Yeshua? I'm in the middle of a chemist mitzvah. I'm in the middle of steiging. So the machata v'asi. The feed of Rabbeinu. It's very geshmak. What's he saying? I'm not money you for the zamanim that you can't learn. Alta v'asi. I'm money you for the alta. The calls my base for the morals out. You don't think you have time to learn Yeshua, even in the middle of a war. You don't think, you got to go on a family trip, wrong soon. What can you do? You have to go. I don't have time to learn. There's no such thing. This time in the morning, this time at night, a fire in the soul, the biography of Irving Bunim, who was one of the biggest supporters of Lakewood, says that he used to travel all over with Rabaran. He says there were times they were mamish osek all day long. And they would get back to the hotel 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. Rav Aaron would say, Irving Buna, go to sleep. Go to sleep. And say, Rav Shiva, what? Says he has a Seder. He's still at the Chazar, 7 block. Gamal Rav Harabiyu. He wouldn't go to sleep. So Teretz is what? He was busy. He was also in Tzarech Yitzimur. And Rav Aaron stole every single second that he could for Torah. That's what the Malach was wanting Yeshua. Yeshua says, Malach, what do you want from me? I'm in the middle of a Machemes Mitzvah, the Kolmadeus. I'm busy conquering the land. I'm engaged in warfare right now. How can I go in and learn? Voice had the best pictures that you've seen since October 7th. Not to see a soldier in the middle of Gaza, and he's mamish steiging over Sfarim, he's sitting with the Gemara. Says, and they understand, Tyra is it. Tyra is the Yikr. And if it's the Yikr, you hop around. You have 5 free minutes, you have 8 minutes over here, 2 minutes over here, 40 seconds, you hop around. That's Atabasi, Yeshua. You don't have Zmanim to learn. But Avadi, you have Atabasi, Avadi, you have Zmanim. That are Lemailim and Atzefim. There's always time to learn. We think we don't have time. There's always time. If something is important, and then we're always going to find time to learn. I always say, Rav Ober writes in Elishur Chelik Beis, and then why is the word called Ratzon? The world is called Ratzon because you're Ratzon in the direction of your Ratzon. If you see that, like Yaakov Avinu, Mepharches Latzeis, in the beginning of Parshas Toldos, if you're running to the base windows, you see that the Gila Milsi, your Ratzon is with Tyra. You're running to the ice cream truck, you're running, Ben Azmanim, then you see, where's your Ratzon? It's Ratzon, it's Lashon Ratzon. That's why Rav Yitzchak Eisenchaner writes in his Drushas, Ratzon is Gematria 346, Gematria Shemo, your name, your essence, is encrypted in your Ratzon. Your Ratzon is the Gila Milsa. What do you run for? You run for things that matter to you. That's why we say it's not a Chazal in the Chadavram. If they run, we don't have it anywhere in Chazal. I know Shmuel Ashkenazi and the Sefer Alpha Beisa Kamisa, the Shmuel Zira. We have a true Lav Nechef. It's also some Chavtes. Many things we attribute to Chazal than not Chazals. And the closest we have is the Zohar and Truma. Kofim and Beis and Beis are called Tuli and Baravasi. Everything is Tuli and Ronson. We have the Gemara Makis, Tav Yidam and Beis and Derech Sod, and Rotz and Levech. Malich and also a similar Gemara and Yumal and Chesim and Beis and Valitar Messiah and also Avado, your Ronson is your essence. Where are you running? Someone who has a Ronson to learn. Then he's going to hop around 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there. That's what the Malach was coming to Mani Yeshua. Well, let's add one other Nakuda. Because Rabbi said, well, the Malam and Asman, the Malam and Asman, nobody here anyway finishes night table before 12 o'clock at night, so we still have some time. So, Bruce Yerushalayim, just add one other Nakuda. I always mention somebody in the shul gave me Gishmak Musar years ago. He said, Rabbi Feiner, if you would talk as slowly as you daven, and you would daven as fast as you speak, then we'd be in really good shape. So people say, why do you speak so fast? I said, because if you love something, you can't slow down. You come back from a great trip around the Yamatai. You go on a great trip. You come back. Yeah, a person comes back from Eretz Yisrael. They can't stop talking about it. Church says, when you're excited, that's it. You can't slow down. Church says, that's the mindless of technology today in that sense. That you can put on Torah anytime. You can press stop and you can press rewind and you can slow things down in slow motion. So I always tell people, why do I speak fast? It's very simple. If you love Klai Yisrael, the famous Groen, Shno Salio, and Pei Aleph Aleph, why Tom talking? I could call them? Because he gets schar for every single word of Torah. Every single word of Torah. So everyone is listening to a shir, he gets schar, but Gedr Shemei Akonev. So the Chavetz Chaim made a cheshbon. Basically, the average person speaks 200 words a minute. I said, then you're only giving a yid 200 mitzvahs. If you could squeeze in 300 words a minute, if you love Klai Yisrael, then you'll give them 300 mitzvahs. So talk as fast as you can, and they'll always go back in Chazon, and they'll put it on slow motion. If you can give 300 mitzvahs, there's 200. Let's hop around. But in the end of the day, Rabbi said, to add on one nekuda. In a chanami ata posi, I'm coming to money, who's up to malach because of the ata. But what lemaisa is the posi? Taisa cites the Rivan, ata kisul chamesa shira zos. What is the difference between a shira and a sefer? Sefer Torah, we call it a shira zos. It's a dina, we're showing in the Ramam in Zayin Aleph. Rav Zayin Aleph Aleph, Elcha Sefer Torah, is mashma, so Chaim Kanevsky writes in the Sefer Sabinu Mitavachom, Smashva that it's a din and just writing the 52 psukim of Shira Sazinu. Derech Agav, you can't write Megillus, Megillus at the Chasim Satana, Mela Tzeichetitza. You have to write everything else in order to have Shira Sazinu. It's a din in the Rishayna. Hakoponim, we see the Tyrus called the Shira. I say it's very Gishmak. The difference between a Sefer and a Shira is you can have your favorite Sefer. And you can learn through it once, you can learn through it twice, you can learn through it three times. You know what? You're a big masman. Eruv and Nadal and Beis Chazir four times. Five times in Shas. You'll have Tonamine Abon Zinim Adamale Kaman Daman Chabakise Chagiga Tesam Beis based on Malachi Gimel Yerches Ein Adam Mishishon Pirkam Me'Pam Me'Echon Yechasa 4:40, 101. You say, okay, 101. Some people finish Shas 400 times, a Moshe, Shaisai, 1,000 times. And the other day, a song you can listen to and sing over and over and over again. Now, obviously, in Yeshiva, nobody has time to ever listen to an Ishai Rebo song, Mestama, but it happens to me. If you happen to listen, so somebody told me that. There are people, these people, millions of times. People will get these songs millions of times, and somebody can have their favorite Ishai Rebo song, and they can listen to that song 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 times. Now, a person's going to get up to Shemayim after 120, and David's just going to say, how many times did Yechazer Shas? And he's going to say, I don't know, once, twice, three. So I don't know if Yechazer every Ishai Rebo song, or Yechazer that 100 times. Karsvuchu, that's different. It's different, because you'll, when a song, you love a song. I had a chavrusha years ago. When I was 17, I had a chavrusha, his name was Chaim. And one day he came into the chavrusha shaft and he was looking a shtickle mamish ba'atzos. He was looking at his mind. He said, "Chaim, what's the matter?" Came from Los Angeles. He was a diehard Los Angeles Dodgers fan. And he says to me that he's worried. Why? Because he finished that week the Chazering, the thick baseball encyclopedia. And you can ask Chaim, 1967, New York Mets, played second base. How many home runs did Reggie Jackson have in this? He could tell you, mamish, he memorized the baseball encyclopedia on his fingertips. I said, Chaim, why are you depressed? There could be worse things. He says, he's going to get into Shemayim. And of course, he was going to say, Chaim, did you learn Torah? He says, Avada. Okay, new, tell me over all the Mishnayos and Shas. Tell me over all of Gemara. Chaser, every piece of Torah you ever learned. Tell it all to me now. I learn of Merish. Shachar, tell me Mishnay Parashi, and I learn of Yomadin, I learn of Yomadachacho, and Abusha Chiva. He says, Abusha, what do you want from that? I can't memorize Shas. But you memorize the baseball encyclopedia. Don't say you can't memorize. You memorize what you love. If you love something, you don't forget it. They asked Moshe Feinstein, how do you remember everything about it? Moshe said, if I'll give you $1 million diamond, you know what? Everyone has a different price tag. I'll give you $100 million. I'll give you $1 billion diamond. Most expensive diamond that was ever here in the history of the world. Have $1 billion. If I put it in your hand and you feel it, you'll never forget what it'll look like the rest of your life. $1 billion diamond, if I do. So to Moshe, Yekar Himi Pninim, every word of Torah Seinu HaKadosha is more chaviv and choshev to me than $1 billion diamond. How could I ever forget it? Right? How do you remember your wife's anniversary? Forget it once. If someone has Gevaldige Sholem Bayis, they'll never forget their wife's anniversary. It's not shy. They'll never forget their wife's birthday. You'll never forget the name of your best friend. Anything you love, you don't forget. People can remember lyrics of a song 10, 20, 30 years later, but we can't remember a Daf Gemara 3 days later. What's the pshat? Because when it's a song and we sing it and we love it and we live it, we close our eyes, we sing the song, it goes into the neshama. Ata kisul chemes hashiras us. Avister says, don't view it like a sefer. View it like a shira. Because if you view it like a shira, then you'll sing it. You'll live it. You won't forget it. So now it's geshmak. Ata bossi, Yeshua. What's the morning? Ata kisul chemes hashiras Yeshua. If you mamish view the Torah, not as a sefer ba'alma, but as a shira hazos, and even in the middle of war. You don't think in the middle of war people stop, they hum a song, they sing a song, they sing their favorite song to get some chizek, they take out time to listen to the favorite song. Person says he has no time, he has no extra time to learn. Somebody who likes these Sharibo songs, he happens to find time to listen to all the latest songs. Okay, Yaakov Shweki, Mordechai Shpil, whoever you like it. The music, oh, we can always find time for music. What's pshat? Because if we love it, then we'll make sure to find time. Zok the Malach Sartzma Hashem, Charbu Shlufa Vyada Ata Basi. Because Alpi Taisis quoting the Rivan, Ata Kisla Yoshua, if you view it like a Shira, then Taka, even in the midst of Machemes Mitzvah, how is it not Shaykh to Chapara in time when you don't think you have time? But if it's Mamish together a Shira to it, if you love it and it's Mamish a song, then how is it Shaykh that you're not going to make the time? Are we learning the Torah because it's a hechruch? Because you're right, the main Torah in Chaim. Because without this, this is life. This is not the oxygen that we breathe, it's life itself for Baruch Beh. So Baruch Beh, when they asked him, what's Olam Haba? He says, Olam Haba? Who needs Olam Haba? You guys, this is Choshe, you're learning the Dharm now. Baruch Beh said, the Dharm? all I need is a shtender, a gemara, a dorm, and a cigarette. Nowadays, you have to take out the cigarette form. He says, Olamavi, he says, just give me an adorim, and a gemara, and a dorm, and a shtender. The ron, you have the ron. All you need is a gemara and a ron. Hey, look, Olamavi, don't be soon. Terence says, if you sing it, and you sing the words of the daf, and you sing it, it's a song, and you love it like a song, then you don't forget it, because you don't forget a song. But you forget a sefer. Sefer, you only chaser X amount of times. A song you can listen to a million times over. The halachah is part of the taina on Yeshua. Yeshua is told, Ata kisu lechem es ashira zos ata bosi. Yeshua, if it's together a shira mamish, then how is it that you're not singing it? How is it that you're not living it? We have a Gemara Megillah, Gimel Amin Aleph, Yeshua. And we go to the end of Megillah, Daf Lamed Beis Amin Aleph. And Rav Shvatia quotes Rav Yoichanan. I'm Rav Shvatia, I'm Rav Yoichanan. Anyone who is learning Torah, and he's Kairi below Shira, and he's Shina below Zimra, without Shira and Zimra, Olam HaKasa Aymer, you view my Chukam as long time in Mechule. So Taisus Mikan, that's why there was a minig. That Chochmi Chazal, they used to put their learning to a niggin. They used to sing it. Why? To remember their learning. They weren't able to go and write it down until Rebbe Darshan Eislosh. They weren't able to write it down. So how did they remember the learning? They sang it. They sang it. Akadechu. We have about 10 different Mahalchim in the Chisur Rimatsua. Gamatria, Yeruch Zeltos Shishon Ashtapoya 230. Chisur Melsu is bandied about Shas. How do you have words that were left out of a Mishnah? Zokta Teferis Yisol and Erkan Paragdal and Mishnah Aleph. Based on Taisus and the Gilgal, they used to remember the learning by singing the learning. So sometimes they would sing the Mishnah of Opeh, but the words of the Mishnah didn't stim with the Nigin. So if it didn't stim with the Nigin, they would have to occasionally drop a word here and there. Amela, kom the chokhmi amarul, chathis the farshisuot. And the yachin of Osmashayas and Erchon Dalan Alam. Double coincides it in the scriptures about Nokot. So Amela, that's why we have Chisur Nosh. The Gra is two different Pshotim, about 10 different Pshotim. But Zok the Tefer Shishol, they dropped words from the Mishnah because the way they remembered the Torah was putting it to an igot. So sometimes it didn't stim, they have to drop a word. So we need the Chochmei Chazal and Ravina Ravashi, they need to fill in the blanks. Chisumas Vachitoni, let's find the words that were missing. Because they viewed it like a song. That's the point. We have to make Torah come alive. Amel, it's very geshmak. Torah is Kihem Chayin of Yerachamein. Tchiyas Amesim is going to take place on Yedei what? Shabbos Bechesavis, Tausol Tchiyo, it's a Tal of Torah. Where is the first remnant to Tchiyas Amesim in a Torah Binah? Where's the first remnant? Sanhedrin Sariyala from Rebbeis, I'm a Rabbi Meir, Minayin the Tchiyas Amesim in a Torah, Shinemar Mishal of Tezvam, Az Yashem Aisha, Sharlo Nemar Le Yashem, Ikan Remes, the Tchiyas Amesim in a Torah, but it's Avakash. You see the Yud Gimel Ikri Hadas every day of the Ramah. Ramah Zarichas and Akdom and Pesh Hashayas and Chaylek. Number 13 of the Yud Gimel Ikri Yisod Yadas is we have a belief. I'm going to slave in Tchis HaMeisim. So where should be the Rebbe's Tchis HaMeisim? Put in Parshas Bereishis, the Kol Bachos and Sefer Bereishis. Where is my first Rebbe's Tchis HaMeisim and Shmais? I have to wait until the middle of the second and the Chamish Shulchan Shai Torah my high. My Pesh HaMar. Chor, it's very Gishma. And now Avdom and Pashas Shulchan by Rabbi Yisrael Mishklov, one of the Tamidi Hagra. And as our governor, Pastor Shochem, in Cecilia's words, he says that the Vilna Gaon made a siyum, not just on Kol HaTorah Kula, many times. He made a siyum on Kol Chochmas Shiva'olam, the Groh finished all the wisdoms in the world, and he goes on to list Chochmas HaMusika, Chochmas Mathematica, and physics, for Chuli, there were only two that he couldn't master, the reasons, I and Pastor Shochem, fascinating discussion. But, Rav Yonos and Ashur, Tiaras Dabash, Chidom, Inver Kademus, we have the Zion Chochmas, the Vilna Gaon mastered them all. The Vilna Gaon mastered them all, and he mastered the wisdom of music. Half of a fellow. Rabbi Yisrael Shlom goes right to Rabbi Yisrael. Hakdom and Abbas HaShulchan. He says, the Vilna Gaon told us the Moshe Venu, Tainus Beisim and Alf, the Mavtei Tchis HaMesim wasn't given over, but the Mavtei Tchis HaMesim was encoded and encrypted in Chokmas HaMusika and Koch HaNigin. And Moshe Venu, Zog the Grove, was given the wisdom of music at Arsinai, and with the wisdom of music, he can be Mechaya Beisim. Half of a fellow. I always say, once I saw this girl, is it any coincidence? Dvarim Gedolim Einam Mikra. Puchasi, go out into the veld. Why do so many people the world over wake up every morning to music? Because it's the language of the soul. Because Modani, Shechazarta Binishmosi. Like the girl, it's Geshmak. The Mateach of Tchis HaMesim is encoded and encrypted in the wisdom of music. Maybe that's why people wake up in the morning to music. Very Geshmak. There's an apocryphal story. We don't know if it's true. I heard it years ago, but let's keep in mind, the girl lived 1720, 1798. Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, child prodigy, he lived also in the 1700s. He was born January 27th, 1756, and he died December 5th in 1791. And he crossed paths with the Vilna Gaon. And the Vilna Gaon met up with Wolfgang, and he sang for Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart the eighth note. Let's keep in mind, Shira Salavim, the Rabban and Balos of Rachispos Chavei, Ikra Avodus Salavim is Mashir, the Zohar in the beginning of Ayikra, the Avodus Akabonus, Ayide, the Gwan was only Nisratza, Lefnei, Akarish Brochu, when he was accompanied by Shira Salavim. As Shira Salavim, they had an eighth note, Lamaylam and Ateva, the Groa Api Kabbalah knew the eighth note. He sang the eighth note for Mozart, and Mozart fainted on the spot. That's the vice. I don't know if it's true, but they don't say that about me and you. That's the Groa. Groa told us the wisdom of music contained the Mafteh of the Tchisameis. But now it's very geschmack with Phineas Dyson. Let's go back to Sanhedrin Tzadiyah Mamavesh. Where's the first remnant of Tchisameis? If the feet that we have Groa, Tchisameis is contained in the wisdom of music and Koach HaNigan, and that's why people wake up to music. Then it's geschmack. When's the first time Kleisel sang a nigan together? As Yosher Moshe. That's the first remnant of Tchisameis. That's Rabbi Meir. It's Tchis HaMeisim, and I'm talking about 9. It's Gavka, Az Yashem, Aisha. So what's the Pshah? It's Tchis HaMeisim music, it was Tchis HaMeisim Torah. Teretz Israel, it's all the same thing. It is the Tosha Tchia. What Torah is Mechaya Meisim? If you view it like a sefer, no, you never saw a book. People fall asleep over a book. Someone told me a Meisim, true Meisim. Somebody had a housekeeper. And the housekeeper one day comes in Monday morning with a good big Gemara Bava Metziah. And it's the husband's Gemara Bava Metziah. The wife says to the housekeeper, what are we doing with my husband Talmud, Bob Babylonian Talmud Bava Metziah? Says, I'll tell you the truth. Says, I see that your husband every night, he opens up this big book, this big volume, and it comes at night, and I see he starts to read the pages, and then he falls asleep pretty soon. So my husband was suffering from insomnia, and I figured, you know, if it works for your husband, I figure I'll bring home this big book called Baba Metziah, and I'll bring it, I'll open it up in front of my husband. For some reason, it wasn't working. He wasn't able to fall asleep. And people fall asleep. If it's a sefer, you might fall asleep. But if it's a shira, I don't think anybody ever fell asleep in an Ishai Rebo concert. They'll have to. You can fall asleep when you read a book. How many people fall asleep when they're listening to their favorite song? At the end of the day, if it's a shira, l'havdol alfei shemalfei havdolos, then you don't forget it, then you learn it, you live it, and you sing it. And it's a nigun. Habayi said, where's the Gemara? Keep your mind of tzaddik, Yisrael, Kadosh, and Zim involved. And Mekama Duchti, every Maimer Chazal is in a Masechta for a reason. Where's Rabbi Yochanan's memory that you got to sing the learning in Megillah? What's it doing in Megillah? Chor, it's very geschmack. Megillah is Esther. Who doesn't, what if there's one Sefer in Tanakh that everybody here knows better than any other Sefer in Tanakh? Which one is it? Megillah is Esther. Obviously, you only hear it twice a year. Ah, but you sing it, it's geschmack. You got the homin, you got the groggers. Everybody knows certain psukim, you sing out louder. And Megillah is geschmack. Purim, geschmack. As the Funder writes in the Rishimus and Vakapach, famous Kasha, the Ritva, the Groa, Megillah, Nikra. He says, do we start out Shas? Maybe say Kurdishma? Should we say Kurdish Megillah? He says, no, because I'm Purim, Yumakayim, the Gemara Megillah, Zayna, Bezim, Arava, the Chayvanis, Sumi, Pray, Adullo Yoda. So he says, since Yumakayim, the Mitzah, Adullo Yoda, and you're not reading the Megillah, Megillah's Nikra, it's lost in the bone. Just comes out by itself. Just comes out. I'm Purim. And you can sing it. Why? Megillah says that because Megillah, it's Yishmak, it's Purim. We sing it. The person comes to Seder and says, oh, another Seder, another Seder, oh, another Sefer, what Sefer? Then he's not going to remember. But if he views it, Lav Davki, you have to mama sing it. But if he views it like a geschmack and nigan, if he views it, that's what Tchis HaMeisim is, and the Koach HaNigan, because if you sing it, if you Kori Im Shira, and you shine it together with Zimra, then you bring the words of Taira, Osios Machkimis comes to life, Kehim Chayenu, it sinks in, it gets inculcated, ingrained, imbued into your psyche, it courses through your veins. If you sing it, you sing it like a nigga, you sing it like a song, then you remember it, then it's geschmack or vice. We should go into this tikufa of Yom Noroyim, Habam Oleinu L'Taiva, of Tshuva, Tfila, Tzedakam, Abirna, Suha, Gezerah, to know like Rav Chaim and Tziach Ish, we don't have to mention Torah, there's no need to mention Torah, because everything comes down to Torah. Everything in the world is mefusis and meusim and Torah. But what type of Torah? How am I going to have time? I'm so busy with the tefillah. Torah says, that's what David still wanted to see. When you don't think you have time, because you got to build the sukkah, and you got to be osik in the dalaminim, and you got the long davenings of Rosh Hashanah, of Yom Kippur, and you have to give tzedakah, and you're doing all that, and all nachonis, the real measure of who's the emes tikamasvet, who's learning Torah like a shira, as Ata, Ace, is Kavod to Itim, as you're stealing every 5 minutes here, 10 minutes here, 15 minutes here. We view it like a shir, and then we're going to hop around every single time that we can. Avis just send us all half of the Kasiyat and Ishmael. I'm sure it's Makosh's Mechila, if I kept anyone away from the learning of the Chalakim and Torah, but just to share Dvar Mayotzim and Alev, which is not a Chazal, by the way. Another one on the list of Alpha, Beisa, Kamisa, Nishmol, Zeyu, Dvar Mayotzim and Alev, Chazal, Alev. It's not anywhere in Chazal. It's from the door of the Ibn Ezra. It is the Funders Medayik, and the Chalak as a Chorus in the beginning of Sefer Zikon, the Maran Vav, Achad Yitzchak. It's not Motzim and Alev, it's when it's Yitzim and Mela, that's when it's Nechmas and Tiyanim's Alev. So I just ask that Davis just should take all the words that we're sharing together, and we mechazik ourselves, that we should mamish be mekayim. This week's parasha says, Shira Zos, all of Torah should be like a Shira. That's what life is all about. It's a Shira, we should sing it. That is Tchias HaMesim. That is every single precious word of Torah, more valuable than any billion-dollar diamonds. So Rabbi said, those are dreams, those are Shifas, Shifas Vagalas, V'Torah, V'Yoshamayim, Shifas to be Nitzol V'Din, by showing our Kaddish Baruch Hu that we're going to live and learn your Torah and sing it like never before. Mizoicha beiz Hashem yisvach to exivach sima toiva. Al gedyor nekud gebench diyor in beruchnias vein begashmias. Yisvachucha mishmaim ekit leik afnaim to shtaik, shtaik, shtaik. As emistik ebnei Torah, emistik ebnei Aliyah, as em